WWR Worldwide Live over the internet through BBS Radio. Good evening, or whatever time of day it is for you. On this Monday, the 25th, 2019 of February. The 25th of February. It is a pouring rain in California. Well, here in Northern California. And I wish everyone listening in good weather, whatever you need. Stay warm, stay dry, and may the water be welcomed as we need it. Another Monday evening episode with Winfrey and Terry Brown in Sedona. And I have not seen an announcement email for tonight's call. Don't know what the topic is, what we are going to do. We'll see what happens. And this is, as usual, a simulcast with a conference call. And we wait for people to show up live on the phone line. Please hang tight. All right. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina.
Hello. Hello, Prudy. Welcome. How are
you? Thank you, Hi. Good, thank you. I'm great.
All right. Thank you for being here, and thank you for all you're doing.
Day in, day out.
The whole Planet Healing call, which will be right after this call. You can find the information at wholeplanethealing.com. And Prudy is moderating this call 7 days a week, every evening, 7 p.m. Pacific, 10 p.m. Eastern. And I think it is a magnificent project where everybody has access to be supportive to the whole, to the oneness, to the world, to everything we know. We are putting stuff into the love light, and I know it is making a difference. I am positive, and I welcome you to participate with this call. As the more people we have, the more energies are being sent out into the universe to help us with our requests. And Trudy, it's also a great thing what you're doing at the beginning of that call, that now and then, when time comes, that you tell people what's going on. That's a great idea, and you're doing it magnificently. So I thank you for that, and I really support you. Continue doing that.
Thank you, Hayes. You're so sweet.
Well, yeah, but I speak from my heart, and also, you know, from my conscious mind, I think it's a great thing, and support to you, darling.
Thank you. I'm feeling it. Yep.
All right. So, yeah, Vin, of course, is at the expo tonight still. This afternoon, he had a 2.5 hour session, a class or whatever it was. And after the 2.5 hours, I guess the room was still available to him, so he might still be standing there talking right now. Good evening, and welcome to the Monday call. Please say your name and location.
Yes, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Good evening to you, Jane. Welcome.
Hello, hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi, Prudy.
Super.
How was Wynn last night with his talk?
I don't know.
He didn't check in and say everything went great?
No, I did not.
No.
Yeah, there was an option to that, right? He told earlier in the day online or something. I, I wasn't there.
Oh, he
there.
Had a talk
there.
Earlier. Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Must be exciting for him to be there.
Yes. I went last year to the, I'd never been there before. I knew that Wynn pretty much every year went to the College Life Expo. So I went last year, but then he didn't go.
Oh.
So with all those years that there, you know, are acquainted online, I've never met Wynn, neither Terry.
Oh. Well, with everything going on, you couldn't make it this year, I guess.
No.
No.
But the time will come. Good evening. Welcome to the Monday conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, this is Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Welcome to the call, Jeannie.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here.
Are we alone?
Nope. We are with
Jane's
millions.
Here. Jane's here.
Hi.
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 Hi. Hi, Jeannie.
All right, and we are live on PBS, so whoever is listening in online, thank you for being here. And we are, 6:02, so let's see what happens here in the next few minutes. Actually, I'm going to check, just in case Wynn is not going to show up, that we can do a playback. 7/16/2012. Good evening. Welcome to the conference call. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Good evening to you, Don. Welcome.
Thanks.
Hi, Don.
All right.
Good. Welcome to the next caller. Please say your name and location.
Hi, it's Janine from Salt Lake City.
Hello, Janine. Welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Nice to be heard from Wynn.
I have not heard from Wynn, no, it happened. So I'm going to wait for a little longer, see if he's going to show up, and else we will play a recording. And for those that are joining in online through BBS, thank you for being here. Happy Monday. And welcome to the next live caller. Welcome to the call. Please say your name and location.
Good evening. I have a positive greetings from Sedona. It's Raiden.
Positive greetings to you, Raiden. Welcome.
Hi, Raiden.
How's your elbow?
Getting better. It is getting better. I can feel it.
Yes. Good.
Hi, Raiden. You have wands and stuff, right? Have you been using them?
I have not, no.
There you go.
Thank you for mentioning. I have it always with me.
Everybody on the call, they say they're injured, and I say, do you use your wand? And they say, no, I'm not using my wand. They'll have them in the closet or something, I don't know.
I have it in my hand right now, and I'm using it on my elbow.
There you go.
Thank you.
I had that with just one of the pendants a long time ago. When I first got my pendant, I had a tendon in my elbow forearm, shoveling some wet, heavy snow. It was killing me for months. And I finally ordered a pendant, and I was wearing it on my neck, and then I took it off and said, well, I'm going to hold it right up against the where it hurts there. And like less than a minute later, I just got the urge to move my arm around. It was like pain-free.
Wow. Amazing. Wow.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Anytime I start hurting, I just hold the pendant on there for a little bit, and eventually it was totally fine.
That's great.
Yeah.
All right.
Terry's not on, is she?
No, she's not. I don't think I recorded the call yesterday. Not sure. Anyway, I will do that tonight, so
Going to record the recording.
Record the recording.
This conference is being recorded.
Good evening, or whatever time of day it is when you listen to this. It is today, February the 25th, 2019. Winfrey is on participating on the Conscious Life Expo. It will be about over right now, but Win is not here currently, so I will play a recording from 2013.
Muted.
This was November the 3rd, 2013. Thank you all for being here. This is going to fail the recording, so I'm going to retry it. No luck. Cannot.
This is Winfrey. It is Monday, March 11th, 2013, and
you guys are listening on the 11th.
Replay and are not on the line are missing out on all this fun and giggles people are having before the call. And I think the reason people are coming on this line giggly, because they didn't do that for a long time. People were very serious. And they're coming on giggly. Wait a second. Let's see. Why are you guys coming on giggly? Is somebody telling a good joke?
Because Mercury is retrograde.
Mercury is retrograde? Does that make people giggle?
I don't know, but it's backwards and serious.
Makes you turn inward.
It makes you turn inward. All right. I think, now, personally, I think what we're doing on this on these calls is above Mercury being retrograde. And that the hologram of these calls is higher than that. Now, that doesn't mean it doesn't affect you, because it certainly can. And, Jerry, do you know what we're talking about tonight?
No, I have no idea.
Listen, I want to give you an opportunity, Terry, okay?
Yeah.
You ready?
I want you to make
fun of me.
Is that what we're doing tonight, making fun of you?
Poor girl. What'd you do to her?
Well, no, that's not really what this call is about. But, you know, people think I'm always razzing you about going to Unmute University and being spaced out. And I wanted to give you the chance to razz me.
Oh, well.
But don't make it too embarrassing.
Well, aside from being totally amazing,
Totally what?
Totally amazing and...
Totally amazing. Oh.
Yeah.
When do you get to the good part? That's the razzing part?
I see.
Uh-oh. Huh. I have got our tongue tied, okay?
So,
I do good under pressure, right?
Yeah, but it's like sometimes you change really fast, you know? Like in the middle of a sentence, you change and walk away with another idea.
That's a pretty difficult quality, right? Changing in the middle of a sentence.
Right.
Okay.
You're overtaken by another inspiration, and you just drop the old one and walk away.
I see. But I guess it's because I can think of multiple things simultaneously, and suddenly something takes preference over something else, right?
Yeah.
Anything else?
And then you lose your glasses every other day. I think
I have to go to Lost Glasses University, right?
Right.
So you have permission at the beginning of any call that I can't find my glasses to say, when are you going to Lost Glasses University?
That's a good one. Right.
So when I say, when are you going to Unmute University, you can send me to Lost Glasses University, right?
Yeah, like today. Today. Yeah.
Right. I do lose my glasses, and I always find them in some really simple spot, but it's a different spot than I did before. And, okay, and what else? Anything else?
You have other qualities that make up for those things.
Well, you do, too. You do, too.
Jeez. Well, that's good. That makes me feel better.
Absolutely. Jeez. We wouldn't be here today if it wasn't for your good qualities.
Yeah. Well, you know, there was a time that I played the trick on the doctor. When the doctor came in to take my blood pressure, and he put the thing on me, and I thought I'd play a trick on him because I have the ability to stop my heart. And so I thought I'd just stop my heart, and I'd see how the test came out, my blood pressure test, with my heart stopped. And he turned, first of all, he turned white. Then he started jiggling all the wires. And there he was, jiggling the wires over and over and looking at the readings and jiggling the wires more. And so I said, is something wrong? And he said, he didn't answer. And so it's okay, you can tell me. And so he said, well, according to this, you should be dead. And so then I said, oh, just a minute. I started my heart, and I said, it'll be okay now, do it again. Take my blood pressure again, and he did, and that was okay.
I see.
But,
well,
that was
a trick. You're not even a yogi, are you, this wife?
No.
Like yogis are supposed to be able to do that, right? Change.
Oh, they can?
Supposedly, yeah. Go look up yoga, stopping your heart, okay?
Okay.
And,
yeah.
I'm really afraid one day I'm going to walk into the living room and I'm going to see you floating above your bed. You know?
I dream about that. I dream,
yeah.
You know? It's like, I love these dreams where, you know, I'm walking down the sidewalk and there's a puddle. It's raining. And,
mm-hmm.
and so I just launch myself up into the air, and then I decide, well, I'll just go about four feet above the sidewalk here because there's puddles, and I'll just I'll float down the sidewalk. And it's really fun. I really enjoy that dream.
Mm-hmm. I think you would scare Jim if he found you floating above your bed.
He'd get used to it.
He would?
Yeah.
He'd say, how's she doing that? What's the trick? Okay. So, in any case, you know, when we do this little section in the beginning, it's not really, we're not waiting to start. We started because, you know, part of, I have to stop saying, you know, I listen to one of my tapes and I say, you know. So, part of all this is on the duality of, on one hand, this is very serious stuff. But if you take it seriously, you don't do it right. You know, that's the duality of it. It's serious. We're talking about our future. That's our topic tonight was, where's it all going? And we are all on this cosmic roller coaster, this ride. And we are moving into the future, and there's different future possibilities, and some of them are really good, and some of them are not. And apparently, different people are going to have different futures, not just our planet's future, but there is moving into the place. This is the reoccurring theme right from the get-go. When I started studying David Wilcock, there was this idea that there were going to be certain people that graduate this realm and other people that are going to be what they call cycle repeaters. Now, apparently, we are all cycle repeaters, and we're here now. We're here because we're in this realm, and we've probably gone through a lot of lifetimes. And so it wasn't so bad. You're always just here. But we are giving a lot of the clues and the keys of how not to be a cycle repeater if you would choose not to be. And part of it is having an open heart. And when we do all that fun stuff at the beginning of the call, when people are kibitzing with each other and telling jokes and making fun, it starts to lighten everything up. And as soon as it lightens up, you start opening up. And when you start opening up, you're doing exactly what you need to graduate this realm, which is open up, care, love. And I know for some of you, life has been a struggle. It's been tough. Well, the key is to all of this, we're learning how to change future trajectories. You know what a trajectory is? It's like if you're on a path and you walk that path and you start at A and you go to B and you're following the path is a trajectory. And if your consciousness is totally locked in, totally rigid, then your future is a path. There is no flexibility because your consciousness is not flexible. And so it's set up a whole structure that you're going to have to walk on. And what we're learning is that you could change your trajectory and end up at a different place. And we're learning how to change our trajectory. And, of course, this is an area where there's a little bit of faith involved because you can't really get to the future until it comes. So I can't sit here and say I guarantee this works. But I'm pretty sure it works. All of us come from a past, and we got here because of a trajectory that we had previously. In this lifetime, another lifetime, maybe 10 lifetimes ago, you set a trajectory. And as you live your life, what changes the difference in the trajectory? Well, I would say there's a couple things that do. One of them that we're learning and that I'm learning, and I think you're learning it, is that you are not your body. You only are occupying your body. You are an energy, a soul that can expand. And notice what I'm saying now, how suddenly the energy shifts, and some of you felt tinglings, I felt tinglings. And at that moment, we're expanding. And as you expand and you move into that expansion, expanded space, even though you can't see it, you can feel it. You know you're there. And now, when you are in an expanded space and you create a vision of what's possible, then you have that expanded space to help your vision, to help move you into this new vision. Well, if you're going to come into a new vision, you actually have to be able to visualize yourself being there. And so the first step is pretend you have that vision. And keep making pretend until it becomes real. For example, at some point, way back when these guys started talking to me, I said, I think this is going to be important to somebody. And I had the idea that it was going to be important, but I didn't know how it was going to be important. And I didn't know if I was right. But I kept doing it. I kept doing this and that and the other thing and doing talks and conference calls. And I kept holding that vision. And suddenly, we have hundreds or maybe thousands, you know, of people who are being impacted by these energies. And the truth is that you're not my followers. You're not the Elohim followers. We are getting on an energy train when we come to these calls. And suddenly, we are experiencing that expanded energy, and you keep experiencing it, and then you take it back to your life, and you can start making your life go different. You can start changing your trajectory from what it was previously. And that's what I think is happening, that we're learning. I'm learning. The next thing we're learning is that when a group of us come together and we hold an expanded space, we can change the trajectory of things in the physical realm. Now, this is one's more tricky because you can change your own trajectory, and it's you and you. You know, you have free will. As long as you're not violating someone else's free will and things are for the highest good, you can use this expanded space to change your trajectory. And when we're a group, we can use the expanded space of the group to not only help us change our own trajectories, but to potentially change the trajectories of things on this planet. And except, since we can't violate free will, this becomes somewhat of a problem or a challenge because there's a lot of beings on this planet that have what you might call their trajectories, and their trajectories are different than yours. So there's a war of trajectories going on the planet. Whose trajectory will be strongest? And as I see it, it's very important that we want to change this planet. We want to. I believe everyone that comes to these calls has a personal goal of changing themselves and contributing to the people around them, but changing the planet as well. So in order to change the planet, we need to get more people on these calls. And how do you get more people on the call? Well, you can't tell them, hey, come on this call, we're trying to change the planet. People come toward, you have to look at, how did you get attracted to this call? Many of you got attracted because I was lucky enough to get on George Norrie, and you got intrigued by what I was saying, and you got curious, and you read my book and you resonated with it, and then you say, "Oh, check out these guys' calls," and one thing led to another, and before you know it, you're here and you're happier, you're feeling more centered in yourself, and maybe more detached from the day-to-day issues of your life. Even when you're in bed suffering, you're detached. You're not really suffering. Your body's suffering. It's a lower level thing because you can move into this higher space above the suffering. And so we have watched ourselves change trajectories of planetary things. And in fact, that's one of the ideas of our Sunday call, to change trajectories. And one of the things that I learned is that you can move your energy into a certain trajectory. And when you stop doing that, if the what we call the negative has a lot of energy on that particular trajectory, then they'll take it back over and it becomes theirs again. So you can change trajectories where the negative does not have a lot of control in a particular area. And where they do, it's probably pretty difficult to change a trajectory. And we are operating with a huge team, because we're not just operating with those of us who show up on this line. We're operating with these two huge group souls who are aiding us, increasing increasing our power, increasing the amount of energies that are present. So when we create a strong new trajectory, and it starts with an intention, by the way. Intention is what starts the beginning of a new trajectory. And when we do that, and we have the criteria of for the highest good of all concerned, which sometimes we don't know what that is, so things don't happen, and honoring free will, we have all this extra support. And is it enough to change the whole planet? Probably not yet. The reason being, people have to realize how this works. This is not about being nice or saving people from suffering, or it might be, but it's not. That's not the essence of it. You know, have you ever seen somebody that was really suffering and then things got better and they went right back to all their old patterns and did everything they did before they were suffering, and maybe they'll go for a while, and then they'll get back into their suffering again? See, there's lessons to learn here. And part of it, the lesson, is how do you get out of that suffering part? What's causing it? And, you know, I said, you know, there we go, hitting myself. No more you knows. There's in Zen or in some philosophies this idea, when things are going good, you stay neutral. And when things are going bad, you stay neutral. You know, I used to watch when I was younger how I was ambitious to have certain things happen. And things would start to come in that could make those things happen, and I would get all excited. I would blow my energy out because I got so excited. And when I got excited, I was no longer creating it to happen. I was no longer creating the trajectory. I was no longer in the experience that I was doing it. I thought I was lucky it was coming to me. Part of the key to this is knowing that it's all you. It's all your experience. And other people come in and fulfill things as a result of what you're putting out. You're me. We're doing this together. So I'm talking, but I have no attachment at this point to having a bunch of people looking at me. And I don't care if it's 1,000, 100, or 1,000,000, because in order to do this, I have to stay in the center of the game. I can't move off center, because as soon as I move off center, I change the trajectory to a different trajectory. And my vision is that this work we're doing can change the planet. Now, it may not. We're just a few hundred people showing up. But you know what? Look at the Spirit Channel. Look at all the people coming and listening to those old calls over and over again. Almost 20,000 people in a rather short time. And it doesn't take my personal energy. I've already paid and done the personal energy by doing these calls for years, and now they're all going up on the Spirit Channel, which actually frees me tremendously when I do a call. I used to think, well, if we put it all up, no one's going to come to the calls anymore. But what happens is the calls move to a different level. We don't have to come to the call to just hear, what are the Elohim going to say tonight? Although they may say something. If you notice, I don't usually say whether we're going to talk to them or not. Because the bottom line is that if you just come to listen to the channelings, it's very easy to give up your power. It's very easy to say, tell me what to do. And at a certain point in this game, I realized that they couldn't tell me what to do, because if they did, they wouldn't be who they were. They wouldn't be honoring my free will. They would be taking charge of my life. And if they took charge of my life, we would not be co-creating. I would just be following. And if, when you come to these calls, no one is taking charge of your life, there's nothing you're supposed to do. You have to do free will to decide how you're going to relate to this. Now, a number of people have volunteered. And in volunteering, that's a free will choice. And in volunteering, I think and I hope those people are saying, if I do this, this work is going to reach more people. In fact, if it wasn't for the people volunteering, we wouldn't have a Spirit Channel. I mean, everything from the get-go, from a Bogdan deciding even without talking to me, making that site and said, what do you think of this, Lynn? And then suddenly Valerie and Pauline and... See, I decided I'm going to get to know the transcribers, because this is such an important project. We have Susan, we have Dave, we have other people, and it's a huge project, because it's putting this energy on the Internet. Putting it on the Internet. It's not just words, it's not just tapes. All those things have energy attached to them. And if you're one of those people that want to change your trajectory, if you want to change your future, then one way to do it, I believe, is to listen, eat this stuff up, listen to those tapes, read the books, because we're talking about moving out of a reality system, timeline, that you've been in for many, 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 many lifetimes, and moving out of it in a year, 6 months, or in a short time. And so it's like you have to reprogram your old template. You have to bring in new ideas. You know, you get mental ideas. Then you get connection, feeling of vibes. And it's a big project for all of us. And it was a big project for me. I didn't change immediately. I got confused. I said, what's going on? Then I said, Jesus, this is real. I don't want the responsibility of it. Can't somebody else do it? And I got that I had unique abilities to do it. And it was hard to assume the responsibility, very hard, because you have this source that says they created the universe, the other source that's responsible, the Ra group that's responsible for so many of the spiritual movements on this planet, and they're talking to me, and they don't know what to do, but they're telling me, do something, okay? And it's like, maybe I'm making a mistake. Maybe they're not who they say they are. I don't like responsibility. See, the thing is once you assume the responsibility, once you take it as real, you can't backpedal. You have to move forward. It's not only true for me. It's true for you. It's a path now. But it's not a path that's already laid. Other people have the paths and the trajectories that are fixed. You're creating a path as you go, or you're learning to do that. And that is what changes your future. And that is what changes our planet's future. And we are in a process of change and shift. And one of the cool things about this particular period, this period of shift, is that more than any other time in history, every time you make an intent, it's amplified far greater than it ever was before. And therefore, you can advance more quickly if you apply yourself. But you do have to apply yourself. It doesn't happen just because you say, Elohim, fix this. Elohim, my toe hurts. Elohim, give this person a miracle. They don't do that, at least not for me. And one of the reasons they don't do it is it just causes everyone to give up their power. And they don't want you to give up your power. They want you to be empowered. They want you to be experiencing your God self, your highest part, and enabling it, and being part of the ground crew in this realm. At least that's what I think they want. We'll have them talk in just a moment, and they can change that. We have about 12 minutes. Terry, is it a good time to bring them in right now for you?
That is a good time.
Okay, I'm just making sure. So, you know, the whole topic is trajectories, changing trajectories, changing trajectories in our life, changing trajectories in our environment, changing trajectories on the planet. Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect each person here, and any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the outer energy, through the energy fields of the solar system and the planets, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us, and we create a protected space that only the positive has access to, and anything not of that nature must leave now. We await our sources to identify.
We greet you in the love light of one infinite creator. This is Ra On, and the date is March 11th, 2013. And we are with you this Monday and connecting with each and every person that wishes to be connected with. And we connect directly. We do not connect through the computer. We do not connect through the telephone line. That is where you hear the voice. But our connection is with you. We see what you have said earlier in this call about changing things. And if individuals of Earth wish things to be changed or had an intention to be changed and knew how to bring about the change that they wished, then things would change. Things get stuck in a push-pull of one force against another force, and those forces, the people behind the intentions, think that they are entirely right, and the other side has to change, and they are totally right. This is one of the things that individuals are here on Earth to learn. They are here to learn that they are not the only ones, that their way is not the only way, that their intention is not the only intention, and that all is one, and so one needs to learn acceptance, for it is only through acceptance that change can be come about. As one works towards having a better life, then they do not know. They need to learn how to bring about a better life. And others are learning how to use power. And power is something that all individuals on the earth are learning to work with, for they need to use some sort of movement in their life that is powered through their intelligence, through their movements, to bring about the sort of a life that they would wish. And one of the things that individuals learned is that a lot of what is brought to them is brought to them through other people. And so they need to learn to direct this flow with the taking into account of the sources of what is being brought to them and the honoring of those sources. In order to make a change, the one who is bringing about the detrimental condition really needs to have the idea that a change needs to come about. If one is trying to force another and the other is trying to force the first one, then you have a stalemate, and you have perhaps communication by force. And one can overcome the other. However, in doing this, then one may pick up karma and one may get totally sidetracked into a few lifetimes or more of working through that karma. We tell you a story of change. One of the things that we brought about on the call a few years ago was a clearing in one of the states of the United States where the Indians had lived, and then the white people had come and had totally taken over the Indians, had killed the Indians, had built houses where they had planes to roam, and had totally destroyed the Indian way of life. And the Indians, the Indian leader, whose name was Blue Feather, he was very determined that he would hold the line and he would place a curse on all settlers, all people that were living there. And he rallied his people, what were left of them, as ghosts. And they then began to place curses on the houses. They began to haunt the houses. They began to scare the people. So when it was asked that there be some kind of a change of resolution and easing of what was going on there, because people were starting to move away, the Elohim on the call showed up with the instrument exterior and saw the Indian Blue Feather, a tall Indian, strong and very willful. The Indian Blue Feather saw the Elohim and the spirit of Terry and began to express vehement and vicious anger, indicating that all white people that came into the area would be scared and driven away and killed. And the Elohim told him that they didn't want to change anything about it, and that they understood his passion for protecting his people, in that he had worked so hard, and they totally got his position, and the difficulty and the stress that he had been under all of these hundreds of years working towards bringing his people back to the land. And they again stressed that they did not want to change him. They didn't want to turn him around in his resolve to kill all the white people there. But what they did, they saw that they were very concerned about him. And they told him that he needed a break, that they could see he was working so hard and he was so stressed. He needed a break for his very own self to renew himself. And then they brought down a column of light next to him, and they asked him to step into the column of light, and he said no, he would not. And they said that this column of light would renew him and bring him some relief, and that it would not hurt him, and it was not a bad thing for him to step into. So he stuck one hand in it, and nothing bad happened. And so he stuck a foot into it, and nothing bad happened. And then he stepped into it, and he began, as the rays of the concentric rays of the tunnel of light began to de-stress him and give him some relief, he began to smile, and then he began to laugh, and he began to feel some relief. And he started to laugh, and he said, oh, this is good. And then with this, the way he was feeling so much better, he allowed them to take him in the tunnel of light to the higher realms where he could get full healing. So that is a story of change. It is with the participation of the person realizing that there is something that could be done better, that there was something that could be changed, that the person could get relief, and for the other person, that there was a better way, not to force someone to change. That is our story. Thank you.
Thank you so much. And it is 6:56. We got a couple of emails from people. Roger in Austin, Texas said, how can anyone giggle with a closed heart? I get the point. I love you all. Thank you, Roger. You know, you see, that giggling is as important as everything else we do. It's letting people loosen up, letting people not take everything so seriously, because some of you are doing it. Some of you are in pain and stress. And how do you get out of the stress? And they were making the point that they hear they brought this column of light next to this Indian, and he didn't want to take it. Okay. He took a little bit of coercing for him to try it. And so I hope you all will keep coming back. And if you're in that place of learning to have more joy, to go out and emanate it and share it. And if you're in that place where you're struggling with issues, to keep the vision and change the trajectory, because you can do it. It's been done. It may not happen overnight. You're carrying patterns that may be lifetimes long, and it may take a while of holding the vision to get that pattern to lift from you.
I would like to say something. That the Indian didn't take coercing. The Indian took a little education.
Okay, education, thank you. Education is better than coercing. The word should have been encouragement and knowledge rather than coercing. Okay.
Yes.
On that note, it's 6:58. We're supposed to be off by 6:55. Thank you all for being here. We'll see you Wednesday when we answer your questions. And special thanks for Terry for bringing through that message.
You did.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Thank you, Terry.
Love
you. Thank you, guys.